Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Yeah, we are completely shocked. Completely shocked. The city showed up. They had inspectors. The main point of concern that they communicated to us was not a violation. They said we had some art in the stairwell and that could pose a fire hazard. And then the next thing we knew, they shut off our power and there was no ample notice. They're citing it's a box in the back. The electrical systems have already been moved to the front unit of the building. So I'm waiting to hear the full reasoning behind it. But at the end of the day, we have travelers there. Some of them, one of them is in a wheelchair. She's not on the ground floor. We also have food. We have perishables that from our community partners, like Food Not Bombs. We have a lot going on there that depends. Our entire operation depends on the electrical. So, I mean, for that to be shut off without any consideration, especially when the initial dates indicated they'd be willing to talk with us until the 15th, and they've told us time and time again. Recent is a couple hours ago when they came through with inspectors. We want to work with you. We want you to stay open. And honestly, I just think this is a great example of how we're hearing one thing to our face and in our communication, and then the actions just show something completely different. Very disappointing.
How long has this dispute been going on?
So I think things really started back in 2017 when we tried to purchase the building. We tried to purchase the building once again after that in 2019. And we've been developing a plan, Sam Severino with our developer rep. We've been making progress with it. So in one sense, I guess this is just a continuation of a longer narrative. But as of most recent in November, it was actually an Investigative Post reporter that told us that we were once again on their docket. We were uninformed of the decision. And since then, we've just watched as the city has basically just plowed forward doing what they want to do. And it just feels like they just want to get us out, which, you know, looking at the actual documentation, looking at the engineer's reports, looking at the previous correspondence, there are just so many questions. There's so many opportunities to work together. So, you know, it's just, the heat really picked up in November, and I'm very proud of our team and the face we've put on, and I think we're fighting a very clean fight and asking for very well-reasoned things, and it just seems that the city is not, I don't know what interest they would have in maybe high on lofts or maybe just getting us out and collecting tax on their payroll if a person buys it. And even if it's vacant, you know, so what? But I mean, at the end of the day, as a cultural center, as our only regional hostel and our unofficial visitor center, I mean, we just, for 27 years, there's a tremendous amount of momentum and love behind us. And I'm really not quite sure why they don't want to work with us and why this process has been so much more painful than necessary. It's just a black eye. It just hurts. Black eye for both of us. It really makes the city look bad. It doesn't help us either.
What's been at the center of this?
The building. We want to purchase the building. We've tried twice in the past. Deb from Art Voice also tried to purchase it in the past. And it seems like they do not want us to have the building. We're coming up with plans right now to purchase the building. But it seems that the city has their own ideas, and I don't know what deals or agreements have been made that they are now forcing our hand to give them this building. But, you know, it's not just the building, it's the hostel. It's the mission of the hostel. It's the arts. It's the culture. It's the $2.3 million we bring in annually to the region. I mean, it's a lot. There are a lot more players at stake here, so I don't see why their ownership of the building seems to be the only priority. We're a good team. We have a great mission, and I'm still looking for a way forward. I mean, I'm a seventh grade social studies teacher. I just cannot believe in like the heart of my being that this is the way a public entity works. I mean, if they are truly here for the people, then they need to act in a way for the people. Help us get a block grant and relocate. Help us by working with us and telling us before you lock our residents upstairs in the elevators. You know, I mean, work with us. Pick up the phone, have a conversation, and let's make it a communication instead of just clear orders from your landlord. I mean, where is... If this happens to us, it could happen to anybody. And I do want to keep it a hopeful, positive message. I still want to call them in. I still ask for them to cooperate with us. And I hope that in doing that, in calling in not just the city to work with us, but also community partners, more developers, more creatives, more people that even just here and there want to buy in. I mean, really, right is right and wrong is wrong. And I think we have a right to exist. And we're going to need support when it comes to existing in this building or elsewhere. But we are devoted to that.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.